With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The protests continue on U.S. college campuses, anti-Israel protests they are, and demonstrators say they won't quit. But some universities are shutting down encampments amid reports of anti-Semitic outbursts.
Police in riot gear have cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Arizona State University says authorities there have arrested 69 people. Meanwhile, authorities say they've arrested 23 people at Indiana University. However, Columbia University in New York says students and administrators there have engaged in negotiations.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Meanwhile, former Congressman John Campbell, a California Republican, says he is, quote, astounded the development of open anti-Semitism in this country in a very short period of time.
This is within the last, I want to say, almost 8 years or so, 10 years, something like that, that this kind of activity could come up and not be universally shunned, universally just repulsed.
Former Congressman Campbell spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he's hopeful that the Federal Reserve will be able to bring down inflation and not spark a recession. But he said it's not out of the realm of possibility, and he's a little worried about stagflation, too. That's when the economy is weak or in recession, but prices keep moving up. Dimon interviewed by the AP at the opening of a Chase branch in the Bronx yesterday. The characters performing at Disneyland in California have filed a petition for union recognition. The organizing effort comes more than four decades after their peers at Disney Parks in Florida joined a union. A lot has to do with the resort's proximity to Hollywood. A number of the character actors are also regular actors. This is SRN News. Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. ICC is also being told by pastors on the ground that evangelism in the country is becoming increasingly dangerous. Hindu nationalism inside India has been driving attacks on Christians for the past decade, and things are only getting worse. Spain has approved a plan aimed at making reparation and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church. It also announced the future celebration of a public act of reconciliation for the victims. However, the Spanish Conference of Bishops has rejected the plan, saying it discriminates against victims outside of church circles. This is SRN News. Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee says he thinks workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga made a mistake when they voted to unionize under the United Auto Workers.
Before the vote, Lee and five other Southern Republican governors spoke out publicly against the campaign. They argued that if auto workers were to vote for union representation, it would jeopardize jobs. Instead, the union wound up pulling 73% of the vote at a facility whose workers had narrowly rejected the union in 2019 and 2014.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Next up, workers at Mercedes factories near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, will be voting on UAW representation. It'll happen in May. Today is Sunday, April the 28th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor and singer Anne Margaret. She's 83 years old now. Today's show host Jay Leno, 74, Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan, 64. This is SRN News.